known for. Shop us online at parkerspecials.com or give us a call, 501-224-2400.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs studio.
Oh, my goodness me!
Here are David Basil.
He's got Vincent Ontaverano out.
Roger Scott.
I don't know Chicken Big Me Bait Ball Wall.
And Justin Moore.
That's how a pro chef would tell you to eat it.
All right, 7:06 on this Friday, June 19th. We're on the road, Roger. We had a busy day yesterday. We did the show in the studio, and then we took off to the Ohio Club. Had a great time, thanks to Sadiq Mir and his wife Jeannie. Yep. Rolled out the red carpet. Callie was our waitress, and Lauren was the manager. We met the chef, and great food. I tell you, the food was outstanding. Yep. Drinks were outstanding, and they've really raised the bar. And they're getting ready to open up a little spillover place next door to them.
Sip and Swag.
Yeah.
Now, what about that? You had a little smoky cocktail.
They have a smoked way of doing smoked whiskey or smoked tequila.
Yeah, right there at the table.
And they have their own tequila. But the food is excellent. Another thing I love, Roger, what he did, he said he was mandating anybody who works at the Ohio Club,
right,
they have to know the stories. They have to learn the history of the Ohio Club, which is there's so much there with, you know, Babe Ruth and
you could tell,
everybody who came out and ate there. Yeah,
you could tell with Lauren when she's telling stories that she was into it. She thought the stories were great,
yeah.
So she learned the history of her hometown.
Yeah, bullet holes.
She probably didn't even know about.
Bullet holes in the top of the ceiling.
Absolutely, yeah.
Before we visit with Heather Baker here, I want to remind everybody, we're here at the Lions Den Golf Course. Obviously, this is John Daly's place, and his brother Jamie keeps it up and gets it ready for like an event like tomorrow, which is the annual golf tournament that raises money for the VFW Post 8383. Jimmy Stewart hanging out with us. Jimmy, thanks for all you do.
Thank
you for your service as well.
Hey, thank you all for helping us, supporting us. You and Roger always support veterans, and we don't forget that.
We love the particular VFW Post. It's sort of the middle of nowhere out there between Dardanelle and New Blaine.
But
Dardanelle is a very proud town, and obviously this is something, you know, can raise probably $10,000 tomorrow.
That's our goal, absolutely.
And we just found out that apparently we're not going to have Jesse Keith Whitley, just going to have Maximum Overdrive
with the great band, rock, country, blues. We just got word Jesse had to cancel due to some surgery, but hey, that's okay. We're going to rock on. The after party will be just as good.
I want to thank everybody who's hanging out with us this morning, too. We said we were going to be here, so we put out the invitation, and Stacey Daughtry here. Stacey, good morning. How are you?
I am good, especially when you're in town.
Yeah, Roger, she's got her 76th annual Mount Nebo Chicken Fry. And, Roger, we're going to do two festivals. We're going to try to do the show at two festivals. One, the Hope Watermelon Festival, which is the 50th. And this is y'all 76th.
This will be our
79th. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, this is an old church.
Yeah.
I got you.
79th, which 79th. Is hard to believe. Mm-hmm. A proud community and a proud proud town, and always good to see you. Saw you not long ago. I'm going to tell you some things we're working on. Working on some things with Jamie's brother John and stuff. And so good things are happening here.
Great things are happening in Dardanelle.
Let's check in with Heather Baker here real quick and find out what's happening around the state this weekend on this Father's Day weekend.
She has the busiest social calendar in the state of Arkansas. Her insight on what to do across the state is unrivaled. She is the go-to person when you need an event promoted. It's time to talk to the queen of promotions from AY Magazine and Arkansas Money and Politics. It's Heather Baker.
Good morning, Heather Baker.
Good morning, guys.
What are you up to, Heather? You're worse than we are. You're always on the go. What are you up to this weekend?
Well, I actually was just talking with Doug at Torpedo Joe's, your friend, and we're getting our fireworks stuff set up for our neighborhood. They're now officially open, so you got to head out there to get all your fireworks set up. But we've got our company is sponsoring some Juneteenth stuff that's coming up this weekend. I've got a couple events and Hot Springs that we'll be attending to. I've got a little bit of filming that we're working on. So, I mean, it's going to be a jam-packed weekend, and thank goodness it's going to be a little cooler outside.
Well, we cannot, when you said, Roger, when she said the word filming, we cannot disclose.
Can't divulge.
We can't divulge, disclose. When you talk about filming, that's something that will come out later. Very exciting about that you have to be, that you're involved with Heather.
Yeah.
Yesterday we were over in Hot Springs at the Ohio Club, had a great time there. Roger was at Mainline Sports Bar last night doing his trivia. Had a great crowd last night, you said,
fantastic
by the way.
It was a fantastic crowd. I mean, a fantastic crowd.
We're here in Dardanelle at the Lions Den Golf Course, where they've got a big golf tournament tomorrow. But what do we need to know about, Heather? What are folks listening here in the next few minutes? What do they need to know about this weekend on this Father's Day weekend around the state?
So today there is a summit going on at Robinson Center. If you're interested, it's keeping it in the family. It's a mission-driven education advocacy organization dedicated to helping families acquire and protect generational wealth, real estate ownership. I'm really big with this, with junior achievement, teaching youth financial literacy. And this is more of an adult-driven program. And this is part of Juneteenth, but AY is proud to sponsor this because it really helps adults learn education. So that's going to be going on today from 9 to 3 at Robinson Center. We're proud to be a part of that. Also, World Cup. That's all I'm hearing. Where can I watch this? So we have lists of that on our calendar. So AYMag.com, I'll give you a couple. You can go to the Soccer Center in Little Rock. They're going to open an hour and a half before each match, and they're going to have huge parties going on. This is free to attend their event. Also, Lost 40 is going to be open today from 2 to 4 with viewing of the World Cup, and this will be going on at multiple locations throughout Central Arkansas. So if you want to check those out, check out our calendar. Our friends over at Stage 13 have Legally Blonde Jr., the musical. So this is where Elle Woods is going to defy expectation and discover her own strength. And tickets are $15. I did hear that there are a few tickets still available. It starts today and will be going through the weekend, so you'll need to check that out. And David, this last weekend I was invited to Bentonville to this experience,
yes,
what's going on up there. And I have to say, it's like so another world up there. You know, they've got that odd trail park. And let me just encourage everybody, even if you're not a biker, go ride the lift, the chairlift going up. It's the world's most expensive chairlift. The Waltons have invested so much into this community. And we rode it to the top, and we just watched the bikers. But there's beginner trails, advanced trails, that's going on. But also, Crystal Bridges has expanded so much. They've added hundreds of thousands of square feet into the museum, but they have right now an exhibit called America 250, and I highly encourage anybody that loves our country and wants to know more about our country and just, you know, reflect on 250 years of American art and civic participation. This is where you need to check out. So I highly encourage that. That's going to be going on through the end of July. So you have plenty of time, but check that out for sure. If you love firefighters, there's our heroes. You can head on over and meet a firefighter this weekend at Wordsworth Books. And this is on Saturday at 10:30 a.m. They're going to be reading a firefighter story. So that'll be fun for the kids. So we've got Father's Day also, David and Roger. We've got a big weekend, lots of Father's Day stuff going on. But Father's Day brunch at Southern Tail, I hear, is going to be a big hit. Sunday, our friends Cliff and Susan will be playing there. They're going to have great food and fun. It starts at 10:45. We also have at Rusty Tractor Vineyards, they're going to be having a huge party where they're going to have Bachelor Har food. And our friend Jack Bennett from Bad Habit will be playing there. He played at the Best Ed party for AY. It's so much fun. And then what also I've done is there are so many farmers markets around the state. So I had our team put together a list of every farmers market in the entire state and put it on our calendar. So we have all of that, all of music, all everything athletics out there is on our calendar too. So check that out at AYMag.com.
All right, a couple of things too. We need to mention, if you're a soccer fan, you mentioned some locations. Roger, I was at this time last week. Remember, I was at Hill Station in Hillcrest. Great place to watch soccer there.
Mm-hmm.
Dugan's Pub is obviously, those two are really big soccer places to watch soccer too.
Can I give you one?
Yeah.
I mean, last night I thought Mainline Sports Bar was very, very festive. But then I noticed every single table has different country flags on them. Couple, you know, the little sticks that you put on there. They've got it going on there. I mean, there was ladies base softball last night. There was a WNBA was playing and watching the Fever, and that one chick, the Bruiser.
Cunningham.
She's a Bruiser. Watching her, and then soccer was all over the place. So Mainline Sports Bar is a place to go as well. Right, obviously, at the casino. Absolutely, yeah.
A couple other things. So I noticed this today. Does anybody here, and that includes you, Heather, or Roger, or Jimmy, and Stacy, have you ever had one of those deals where it's because it's Father's Day where your dad said, don't tell your mother this? Did you ever have one of those said that your dad's maybe protected you somehow to go, we're going to do this, but you're not going to tell your mother, or you got in trouble?
Yeah.
I'm not telling you. You know, I can't recall that ever happening.
Yeah.
But if you've got one of those stories, I love that. To where,
well, you couldn't blame it on a brother or a sister.
That's right.
You're an only child.
I was on an island.
Right.
By myself.
You got a lot of Christmas presents, but you didn't have siblings.
I love that, to hear the story where you go, you know, we're not telling your mother.
Right.
You know, that's a great dad.
I would not get it. It was with Meredith. I would take her in the room to punish her.
And then not punish her.
Well, you hit the bed with the belt.
Would you really do that?
You keep this to yourself.
There you go. You're role reversal.
Absolutely.
Role reversal.
Yeah, you don't do. Tell your mom. You don't tell your brothers. That's okay. The statute of limitations is over.
The other thing, Heather, we were talking about is parades. You know, they had a big parade in New York City yesterday for the Knicks for winning their first World Championship since 1953, and we were saying, have you ever been to a celebration parade? And we talked about the 94 National Championship team basketball, which I think we had both in Fayetteville and in Central Arkansas. Jermaine Taylor.
I was there.
Jermaine's. Oh, very good.
Jermaine's.
I was in 94.
Did you say Jermaine's, Heather?
I was
94. Okay.
I was at all the stuff for 94.
Yeah, I think that was either I went because the River Market wasn't around. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think went. I think they went down Capitol Avenue towards the state capitol, I think. So, Roger, I'm going to throw one out at you.
All right, here we go.
Let's see if you or Heather can get this
one. All right.
Somebody sent us on our Middleton Heaton Air text line. There was a ticker tape parade in Conway. What would that have been about in Conway? Anybody have an idea?
I'll throw it out there.
All right.
Was it sports related?
No.
Was it?
This was a big deal. I remember this was a big deal.
Is it the Conway kid winning the American Idol?
That's it. Chris Allen.
In your face!
Chris Allen. Chris Allen won American Idol in the eighth season.
You know,
remember, Roger, they had like 10,000 people there when he performed. It was such a big deal. I think he sold out Simmons Bank Arena with the rest of the American Idol group from that year.
What was the parade in Conway that changed some of the personnel here at
Oakland? Yeah, that was a different one.
I know it was.
Yeah, that was.
Was it just, was it?
I think it was Gay Pride.
It was Gay Pride?
Yeah, Gay Pride.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. Go ahead.
They just put Chris Allen and I, you know, that's who we put into the Jacksonville Hall of Fame. He was put in the same
place,
so that's kind of fun.
Chris Allen, okay.
That's
I saw. Yeah, Christian, go ahead.
I was going to say, he is one of my celebrity lookalikes that I have gotten quite often.
Yes, I can see that. If you cut your hair and shaved your face.
My hair was short.
Yes.
And you were both on American Idol.
Oh, that's right.
I didn't make it. He made it.
Well, you were on the show.
No, I was not in front of the show.
It was
the audition.
Well, you're in. You know what? You were. Listen, you're going to start. I'm trying to. You were in front of the judges.
Yeah, okay. I'll take it.
It was a big deal. It was a big deal when Chris Allen won that thing. So anyway,
sure,
that
was huge. It was huge. It's kind of like Arkansas.
Well, Heather, have a great weekend.
Yeah, Heather.
Always good to talk to you. We'll talk to you next week.
Thank you, Heather.
Awesome. Have a great weekend, guys.
Thanks. That's AY Magazine and Ant Magazine is sponsoring Heather each week.
And thanks to AY Magazine, absolutely. Because last night, again, we had a tremendous turnout. As you know, they don't just hand out awards. I was AY Magazine's inaugural best trivia host in all of Arkansas. Well, Mainline Sports Bar showed why they were also voted the best venue for trivia because it was a packed house.
Someone says here, while we were at a motocross, this is from the 501, we were at a motocross race, my dad won a raffle for $1,200, and he told me, don't you tell your mother. Right, long story short, someone else at the raffle blabbed about it, and she found out.
Oh, wow.
That's the thing. Who's better keeping secrets, moms or dads? Who would be more of a tattletale?
Oh, moms are ton better keeping secrets.
So more, it would be more often that moms would say, I'm not going to tell your dad about this. We're not going to tell your dad.
Yeah. You better hope your dad doesn't find out about this.
Yeah.
Not at our house. my dad kept no secrets. My mama was feisty. She was from Helena, West Helena.
Yeah.
We didn't keep secrets from mama. She whooped us.
There you go. There you go. Are you playing in the tournament tomorrow? Stacey,
no,
do you play?
You just play golf.
Yeah, you just observe and promote, right? Promote. Roger, we talked about coming up to Mount Nebo and being part of the festival, the Chicken Fried Festival, which has really been one of the oldest in the state, right?
Right.
When it comes to festivals,
right?
There are not many festivals that are older than, because we said Hope was 50. You just had the 70th Tomato Festival.
Tomato.
I think that was 70.
Right, right.
So
when you
hit 70, pretty darn impressive. I'm blank on some of the other ones.
Johnson County Peach Festival. They like to brag that they're the oldest, but I don't know how old
okay.
they are.
All right. 661-1037 is the number. If you want to be a part of the show, don't forget, too, you got the U.S. Open going on right now. You got today, United States, as we mentioned earlier, against Australia at 2 o'clock. Right, you can say something?
No, I just agree.
We mentioned earlier that in the paper today, nice little story on Levon Helm. We've been talking about him. Yeah. I don't know where this is at. We always talked about this. He is apparently from, talking about small communities like Darnell or where Justin Moore's from. He's from Turkey Scratch.
Guys, I want to say we were up there when we were by Wilson.
Yeah. So it says he was born near Elaine in 1940 and grew up near Turkey Scratch, one-room school in Turkey Scratch. I still don't know exactly where that's at, but nice little article in the paper today. One of the other things we're doing is going around to all these old restaurants. What's the oldest restaurant here in the Yell County area? By the way, I did notice Roger when we were driving through town, a few True Grit references. The True Grit Cafe.
Oh, well.
The True Grit.
Matty Ross from up near Russellville and Darnell. Wait, was it Darnell? What was it? What was the name of it? Was it Darnell?
Yale County near Darnell.
Yale County. Up here, Yale County. That's where Lawyer Daggett was.
Lawyer Daggett.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. Obviously, you're with the Chamber of Commerce. If you guys every year try to figure out a different way to promote the True Grit tie-in, were you a fan of the second True Grit?
No, I was raised on John Wayne.
Okay, well that's okay. It was actually not a bad remake. To be honest with you,
Baz, I think I was a little bit off from Wilson with Turkey Scratch. If that's Turkey Scratch,
where is it?
Right there.
Oh wow, it's on the far east side of the state, towards Memphis and Mississippi.
Yeah. So I'm going to think that's why he got into some music with all the music that's over in that part of the state. So there it is, right there. And Wilson was up there. Well, why were we up in Wilson? Was that when we were doing the John Wayne?
Johnny Cash.
That's exactly what it was. We're up in that. That's right.
Let me tell you what. We may not be the most perfect show, but we get out and hustle. We go to different places.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, the governor wants to come on the show, the president of this U of A system. We've got Coach Cal wants to be on. We got
Miss Arkansas.
Everybody, listen,
we have all of them. We have
some fun. We travel the road. We want to help support great folks like folks at the VFW 8383.
Absolutely.
It's almost, Roger, this whole group in here, if you let a song, I almost feel like you struck church just to...
Well, I think we will. I think we will. We'll probably sing a couple of gospel hymns here in a little bit. We'll do that. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God.
My mother was so excited yesterday. She got to hear Rogers, and it was Roger and Christian.
We were doing show tunes.
Doing the Oh What a Beautiful Morning, and my mother loved that. And then Roger just started singing. Roger couldn't stop. He just started singing.
I just started singing. It was...
Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling. Everything going
fine. Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Let me tell you,
who doesn't have a little Jim Neighbors in them?
I say our show is, we've got the greatest singing show in the country. Yeah. In the country. I challenge any radio show in America. You bring your best, and I'm going to put Justin Moore, Roger Scott, and Christian Weaver up against them. Now, I'm the manager.
He's Commander Parker.
Okay.
Yeah. I come with Commander now. Listen, his brother's a singer. Yeah, we have the number one singing golfer on
that,
our
that's
show.
Right. That's right. Somebody says on our text line, Middleton, their text line, Turkey Scratch is just south of Marianna near
Thank
Barton.
You. Well, we're going to be over there near Marianna.
Oh, that's right. We're going to Marianna.
Is it
Jones Barbecue?
Yeah. Well, then we're going by Levon or LaVon Helms Howe.
I'll be over there next Thursday, and we're taking my dad out to LaGrange Cemetery. That's where our family's built, buried at.
Uh-huh.
My dad graduated from Marianna High School.
Okay. What? Well, then you know Turkey Scratch.
I don't think, Roger, I've ever been to Marianna. Ever. Have you?
No, I've been to Memphis. That's where we met.
West Memphis, and what's the other community where they do the blues festival?
Helena.
Been to Helena, but never Marianna. Of course,
the Hatfields, Ray Tucker.
Roger, yeah, that's right. Roger, real quick, what is the greatest Razorback to come out of Marianna? Go, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah, my Cherokee. No,
you're a drinker. Three, two, one.
Matter, sir.
Think linebacker.
Linebacker.
I'm pretty sure this is a great nickname. Great nickname.
Oh, yeah. Give me the initials.
He knows.
Who is it?
DW.
Dirt. Dennis Dirt.
And
Winston.
That's it.
Oh, listen, if you said cigarettes, I'd have got it.
But Hatfields. Didn't Hatfield's mama live there? And I can remember the stories of driving by her house.
Yeah.
And this is back before they had chemicals that made your grass grow. They would literally spray paint her grass green.
Is that right?
Is that right? Somebody says here, better bring mosquito repellent to Marianna.
Okay.
Start smoking.
Listen, you know what?
Start smoking.
Better listen. We better believe it then, because if they say it, they know all about it. You know, when we went out to that area, Helena, West Helena area, I think when we were going through all that time, we saw there's some significant Civil War battles that happened out in that area, or at least one, because there's some bluffs up that way. Maybe that's where they.
And the cemeteries up there are gorgeous. Okay. Something else, though, is everybody cruises down Cherry Street.
Yeah.
And I can remember when we would go back home and my sister would go cruising with our cousins.
Right.
One night, she'd went out with them. And when she got back, we counted on one leg, she had 106 mosquito bites.
Oh, wow.
One leg.
Speaking of, that's an interesting deal.
Let me tell you this. You know what? People are counting mosquito bites. That's when this country was great. We weren't shooting up people. We're counting mosquito bites. Who's got it? There's a festival right there.
Listen, there's some dude out here working.
Yeah, we got the upgrade going around.
I'm telling you,
the drainage concrete poured everywhere.
This is nice. We're at the Lions Den. By the way, too, before we go to break, Stacy Daughtry with the Darnell Chamber of Commerce and Jimmy Stewart is here with VFW 8383. Talk about cruising. What are the best towns that have a cruising area? Because I'll never forget England, Roger, when I came in as a Razorback football player, I did an FCA basketball game.
Right.
They put me in the back of a car and they go, we're going cruising tonight. And everybody had this loop, and it was the same loop that everybody took. I've got this, every small town have that little. Do they have one in Darnell? No?
We always went cruising over in Russellville.
Okay.
Is there a loop?
Yeah, 4th Street.
Where is the street?
4th Street.
Was there one in Hot Springs? Was there a cruise?
You go up around the fountain and you go back out to
the
track.
Did you do the high school?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Conway in the 80s was big.
Where was that? Where was this?
It was just around that Oak Street.
Yeah.
Around there.
I'm going to tell you. Reynolds Road.
The one in England, Roger, no joke, is that, of course, you know, then they knew somebody was in the back of that car that didn't belong. Because they know everybody. Everybody knows everybody. They go, who's in Johnny's car over there in the back seat? Who is that? Yeah, that's what I think. That's Razorback that's you're cruising around. But anyway, that's one of the great parts of Americana.
Man.
You know,
that's
not
right.
Just in Arkansas.
That's right.
All right, what are we going to break here with, Roger? What are we listening to?
I don't know.
What are we listening here to, Christian?
Roger put some daddy songs on here, so this is Daddy's Come Around.
Oh,
what is it?
It's a daddy song.
What is that?
Daddy's Come Around, Paul Overstreet. I'm not familiar with the word.
All right, wait, listen. If you've got a favorite daddy song you want us to sing. If you want us to give a shout out to your daddy, let us know. If you're looking for your dad, let us know. We'll give a shout out to you.
Absolutely.
All right, don't go away. It's 7:30 here at the Lions Den in Darnell. Can't
Catch the Buzz's Ticker on our social media platform presented by Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, your pool and spa chemical headquarters. LuxuryPoolArkansas.com.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center with KARK's Pat Walker.
Warm and muggy today with a high of 84 degrees in Little Rock, plus a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly this morning, but we could still have some early this afternoon. Tonight, it will remain mostly cloudy with a 20% chance of rainfall, a low of 69. Saturday, a high of 87 and a 20% chance of rain. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Fletcher Dodge wants to buy your car. We'll buy any make or model, and we'll pay you more than anyone else. Please, turn your old car into cash at Fletcher Dodge in Sherwood.
Mike Rowe here with a random fact. More than half of the homes that have basements in North America will experience water damage. It's true. Whether it's basement moisture, flooding, or bowing walls, do yourself a favor. Call Groundworks. I spent some time working with these guys. They're the real deal. Their people are trained and certified to waterproof your basement and stabilize your walls. Busy Dog Basement Technologies is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
Licensed in all states where work is performed. See website for details.
Arkansas. Professional arena football is back in Hot Springs tomorrow night. The Arkansas Diamonds are bringing fast-paced, hard-hitting professional arena football to Bank OZK Arena. And this is your chance to feel it live. Home games are tomorrow night, June 27th and July 25th, with season, group, and individual tickets available. Bring your friends. Bring the family. General admission tickets are just $15. Get your tickets now at ArkansasDiamonds.com. Arkansas Diamonds football, forged under pressure.
Dugan's Pub is your home for World Cup soccer, including the 3rd Street Merchants Association World Cup Block Party. This Friday at noon, the 3rd Street Entertainment District will be blocked off for the U.S. men's game. Beer stations outside with cocktails from Dugan's, Dizzy's, Copper Grill, and Lucky Luke's. Burgers and dogs from the grill or food to go from all the merchants. Special thanks to the Little Rock Convention and Visitors Bureau, Michelob Ultra, Wheel Horse Whiskey, Toucan Cocktails, Four Craft Cocktails, Windrock Automotive, and the 3rd Street Merchants Association.
You're going to stand there and tell me you don't have no whistling bungholes, no spleen splitters, whisker biscuits, honky lighters, hoosker do's, hoosker don'ts, cherry bombs, nips-a-dazers, or one single whistling kitty chaser?
But Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore does, just 3.5 miles west on Colonel Glenn past Top Golf. Torpedo Joe's is West Little Rock's go-to place for fireworks, including commercial show quality cakes and artillery shells, a 10% off discount for Buzz listeners, as well as military, fire, police, and EMTs. And yes, Torpedo Joe's Fireworks Superstore is air conditioned.
This is Justin Akery. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment. That's 501-686-8674. The doctor will see you now.
This is Darren McFadden. I listen to Baz, Justin, and Rod because they got their wood. Enjoy Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
All right, 7:33 on this Friday, June 19th. We're here in Dardanelle at the Lion's Den golf course that Jamie Daly keeps in great condition. John loves it. It's his baby, and I want to keep playing golf tournaments here. Tomorrow they're going to have their annual fundraiser for the VFW Post 8383 there in New Blaine, sixth annual golf tournament. Jimmy Stewart hanging out with us today, and appreciate his service and all the folks at VFW 8383 group. And listen, what a great turnout this morning. Yeah. Got a nice little Roger. I don't know if we can just scan around. Some of these folks may want to have their face blanked out here to you. Yeah. In case
blank you're out your face. Here we go. We're going to show your faces.
We got Corliss.
You're not supposed to be here.
We got a cousin of Corliss Williamson in here, and good bunch. And,
is it cousin or nephew?
I think he said cousin. Thanks, Jamie. had made breakfast for everybody today.
We did.
Judge Mark Thone is here with us as well. Good morning, Judge.
Retired.
Yeah, I'm sorry, retired. Yeah. Well, don't you always like the president?
Yeah.
You say the name regardless.
Well, I don't, but people
don't.
Still, hey, Judge.
Oh,
hey,
you're
judge.
Always going to be a judge.
I guess when you're old, you know.
Exactly.
Because I'm friends with J.D. Shelnut.
Before we go any further, do we have Zippy on the line there, Christian?
One second.
Yeah, we'll get Zippy on here in just a second. Judge, how you doing? I forgot that you were the voice of the Or the color man of the Sand Lizards.
Color man with my friend Kent Talent. And yeah. We're looking at going into our, I think, 28th year.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, y'all,
so y'all are very lucky that you hadn't lost your job, too.
You had a, was it last year that Darnell had such
went
a good?
Went to the state final.
Yeah.
Lost in the state
final. Wow, how about that?
It was a good year. A lot of fun.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. The kids had a good year. And, of course, this year we're moving up 5A football. So,
yeah, who will that mean you'll be?
Farmington, Greenwood, Harrison. It's going to
Roger.
It's going to be rough, but we got some good kids, and they're going to make a showing.
This week was National Mascot Day, and I don't think, without a doubt, it is the most unique mascot in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, I'd have to
maybe even a America.
Country,
Roger,
yeah,
what do you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Most unique?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
No, it's not. It's about
the, I know. The I don't think there's another sand lizard in America, number
I've
one.
I've never heard one if there
no.
is.
Is there another Little John?
I doubt
is
it.
Is there another Little John? Well, there's Little John Daly. Do y'all ever call your nephew Petit John? Okay.
He's got too old and big to be called Little now.
I know.
Let's check in real quick with Zippy over at Fletcher Dodge. Hey, Zippy, what's up, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Doing good.
Hey, just wanted to get on real quick. I know it's a Father's Day weekend, but you guys are still selling cars this weekend. What do folks need to know that you're doing out at Fletcher Dodge this weekend?
Well, we got a big special running out this weekend. We're going to do 13,000 off the Ram, the 72 months at 2.9. And 90 days the first payment on those. And then Frank's went in and we've repriced the whole lot and discounted everything down for the end of the month. And we just want to invite everybody to come out. Tell us what you want. Tell us where you need to be at. And we'll figure out how to get there.
Yeah, I don't doubt that Frank went back and redid the whole lot. You think Frank Fletcher would be out on a yacht somewhere enjoying his time, but he's putting new prices on every car out there. Well, Zippy, even though it's Father's Day weekend, I know you guys sell some cars. Happy Father's Day to you, buddy. I know you're a proud papa.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I got two girls, and I got one turning 10 next week, and I got a 12-year-old, so they're getting big quick.
Ooh. Very nice. All right, well, listen, go out there and take advantage of Zippy and the guys at Fletcher Dodge. They'll do you a deal. Have yourself a great weekend, Zippy.
Thanks, Zip.
Thank you.
See you, buddy. Roger, I don't know if you noticed on this day in history, there were several things that happened. First of all, a lot of death. This was the day that Len Bias, if you remember.
I do.
Yeah, he died just 2 days.
Drafted.
Yeah,
drafted.
From a cocaine overdose. So that was one thing. James,
it was the Celtics.
That's right. James Gandolfini, who was from Sopranos, he died unexpectedly on this day. He was only 51. That was 13 years ago.
Wow.
Another one, remember the guy from Star Trek, the new one, Anton Yelchin?
He was
killed.
Sulu or Chekhov?
Chekhov. He's in his driveway.
Yes.
And his car starts rolling back, pins him up against the garage door and kills him.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just
yeah.
really.
He did not run.
And Roger, we'll go back even further talking about it. What a weird death day. On this day, gangster Bugsy Siegel shot to death. Where, Roger? His girlfriend's mansion in Beverly Hills. You saw it at the end of Bugsy?
Yeah. Shot through the eye.
Yeah, that was, they took
and
him out.
And who was his character supposed to be in The Godfather?
Mo Green.
Mo Green. You did not talk to a man like Mo Green like that.
Wow, did everybody just see
that? See what I did?
Did you see that? Everybody
applied
that. Great
that.
Job. Great
I
job.
Went right into,
all right.
I'm smart.
Oh, wow. That's good, too.
I know. It's very good.
Christian Weaver, you should get this in less than 2 seconds, not just three. You don't need three. You need maybe only one. In 2000, on this day, what team won their first NBA championship in 12 years? 2-1.
Lakers.
Is he there? Lakers. There's a little bit of delay. We'll give him that. 661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. This is nothing, Judge. You might appreciate. What year do you think the United States Congress passed a law establishing an 8-hour workday for all workers with federal contracts?
1942.
What day do you think that happened when you said, hey, this is going to be, if we're doing a contract with the government, this is what's called, this is an 8-hour workday? What year do you think that was?
Probably sometime after the war, sometime maybe the 50s.
What do you think, Rog?
Ooh, I like where your head's at, Judge. I like where your head is, too. I'm going to say that FDR had something to do with it. So I will say 1938.
Jimmy, you want to take a shot?
Yeah, 1962.
So you're right, 1912.
Oh, wow.
1912. How about that? Yeah, it just goes to see. Now, Judge, you know, listen. You say you know you don't really mind being called. You're not a judge anymore, but you've got to continue the judge thing. You're always going to be judge, right?
I guess.
But how long were you judge?
A lot of people still call me judge, and I don't. That's fine, even though I'm retired or whatever.
Yeah.
But we got a great young man here in the county that's county judge now, Jeff Gilkey, and. He's doing a tremendous job, and we're very fortunate to have him.
Well, how long were you judge?
County judge is a powerful position.
Oh, wait, listen.
You're the county judge.
County judge handles all the money.
Yeah. Well, I've had people say, well, you don't have a boss. Wrong. I had 20-something thousand bosses because you work for the whole county.
So in the county and the city, we mentioned earlier about Mayor Witt. The county and the city work closely together?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Very good relationship with all the cities here in the county. We got six incorporated cities and had good working relationship with all the mayors and councils.
And you mentioned, you reminded me about being a pallbearer at our good friend Keith Stokes' funeral.
Yeah.
On a light note, we all love Keith and just still can't believe he's gone, but it was the only funeral I've ever been to where I think the casket was on the back of the Tusk truck.
Yeah, the Tusk.
Which is only fitting that that they carried him to the gravesite with a Tusk truck. He was one of a kind, wasn't he?
He was a great guy. I just love Keith. We used to sit together a lot up in the press box and visit, and his son Chip and my boys are the same age, so we've known the kids, and you know, we've just been friends, and it's just it's a terrible loss.
I'll never forget the call I got from Julie saying he's gone. I knew the minute she called and said, "Hey, Julie," and she goes, "He's gone." I knew exactly. I knew what she meant the minute she said it, but I had to say, "What do you mean?" And anyway, to this day, you know, of all the, I don't know God's plan. I don't get that one because, you know, this world needs a lot more Keith Stokes than some of the people that we have on the planet now.
Amen.
But I'm not in charge of that. So, but the other thing, Judge, obviously, it's always nice to help our veterans and the different VFWs. I love the VFW at New Blaine. Roger, I was trying to get a drink at 8 o'clock, and I think the law prohibited that.
I think you're right.
Yeah,
before 8 o'clock. What time?
It was before 7.
Yeah, it was before 7.
well,
that's right.
I've got a strong. Relationship and friendship with all the veterans. My father, Les Stone, was the state VFW commander.
Oh, is that right?
Back in the 90s.
Okay.
Yeah. And so it's instilled in our family. Him and his, there was four brothers all were in the war at the same time.
Wow.
And so they, you know, it's just these veterans, we're here today because of
that. That's right. That's right. Well, that's why if you just tuned in, we're here in Dardanelle at the Lions Den. There's a big golf tournament tomorrow. It's the sixth annual golf tournament. You guys raising money for VFW Post 8383. You can still get in. It's only $360.
Yeah.
Still got plenty of teams. You got Maximum Overdrive playing tomorrow night. You know, you want to thank a couple sponsors, Jimmy? You were going to mention?
Oh, yeah. We have Olin out here that always helps us out. Danny Vines. Tyson always helps us out providing the chicken. Just a lot of good sponsors, Bunning Electric, different ones that every year you can count on sponsors.
You know, Jamie Daly is, obviously a great relationship with the Buzz. Nobody cooks bigger and better than Jamie Daly does at BuzzBQ.
How many cornish hens you cooking? How many hens?
200.
When?
I never get one.
To get 200. You make a lot of people happy, though.
Yeah, you're a winner that way.
Yeah, we've done some interesting shows out here, Roger.
Yeah.
Some at John Daly's place.
Yeah.
A couple things come to mind. I remember I told the story that his equipment wasn't working for his house system, and I'm in the bedroom right next to the front door, and it's about 12 o'clock, and I hear the door swing open, and I'm hearing John cursing, and I hear him like, whoop! And all of a sudden, I hear something crash, and he's taking each piece of that 12-piece thing that's coming out of the thing, and he's chunking them out in the front yard. The other one, Roger, I remember, is that we're in his office and doing the show there, and we start the show around 6 o'clock. I don't know if you were with us at that point, but he turns on the TV, and let's just say, probably not the kind of thing you would expect to be seeing on a television screen at 6 o'clock.
No.
John, turn that off. John, turn that off. And then one time, Tommy picked up the phone. It was ringing in John's office one night, the night before we were doing the show, and Tommy picked up and said, "Hey, this is John Daly's house. And the woman said, who the blank is this? She goes, put blank and John on. It was one of his ex-wives.
Oh, sure. Yeah. Might have been his last one. Well, for me, it was, come down this way. It was, John had come down wearing nothing but a towel and his lion medallion. And then not long after that, little John comes down. He wasn't but a toddler. He had on a hand towel. And a little medallion.
Yes.
I think Johnny Lee was just wearing a robe. You remember those lawn chairs that just had the little slats going across it?
Yeah.
He wasn't wearing underwear. And underneath that chair looked like the back of a pickup that you follow. We had little bull testicles. You can just see it.
Yeah, some good memories, Roger. But I'll tell you, one thing we love doing our show, and we have thousands of listeners, and we can't say thank you enough, is that, you know, we do work hard. You know, we were in Hot Springs yesterday at the Ohio Club. You went back to Ohio, Oakland last night.
That's right.
This morning we're up at 4 o'clock coming here because we want to support the community. We're going to be in Mena. We're going to be in Blytheville. We're going to be in Camden.
Because
we love our state. We love being.
We love.
Summer of adventure has begun.
That's right.
We'll take a break. Come back if you want to be a part of the show. 661-1037. Judge, great to see you as always.
Thank you. Your honor.
You want to go ahead and claim a. Of course, said predict the state championship for the football next year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who wants you guys? They're the chicken fries.
And if we get the right incentives, no telling what we might do. That
free,
means.
Free.
How about how much chicken are we gonna get?
All that's you need. Right.
Yeah.
Can we get a black T-shirt for Bass?
big fan, because they don't look down on you.
Yeah. Listen, remember Roger? Remember we interviewed years ago. A 95-year-old woman. Yeah.
Was she 95?
She told the story, I think, of taking a carriage.
Wagon.
Wagon. Either up or down the mountain back then to see a dentist or whatever. And I'm sure she's not with us now. I remember her passing. But love those kind of stories.
They remember playing, what was it, badminton out in front of their house.
Yeah, that's right.
And she was driving, doing about 95, driving her age. Last time we saw her.
And this is the home of True Grit. If you watch the movie True Grit, it's Yale County, Dardanelle. Yeah.
Dardanelle, Yale County, Matty Ross.
Lucky
Ned Pepper.
Listen,
we'll play some.
Maybe some statues of John Wayne and Daly. And then you got Tom Cotton. You got James Lee Witt. There's some famous people here out of this community. All right, listen, we're glad you're with us. Don't go away. 747, live from the Lion's Den.
Heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be opened online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Bank continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations, paired with the elevated amenities and the southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Hi, I'm Hunter Bell. When you think about buying a car, we want you to think Bell Chevrolet. Not just because we want your business, but because we want to be on your side. That's what buying a car should look like. Simple, stress-free, knowing you have someone in your corner. We have something for every budget, new or pre-owned. I keep telling y'all it's better at Bell. Now it's time to come find out for yourself. Come see us on Chenal Parkway or shop at bellchevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
This is Trey Johnson with HJ Trailer Sales. Spring is here, and y'all have made us the number one truck bed dealer in the state. We wanted to thank you for your support and business. If you're looking for the best customer service from folks that can handle any type of trailer and take care of you after the sale, with hometown service, it's HJ Trailer Sales. Our team will handle all your service and warranty needs. See what great customer service looks like at HJ Trailer Sales on Albert Pike in Hot Springs, or check us out on Facebook.
Hey, Heath Boothby at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. With gas being high right now, Hyundai has six models under $30,000, all with exceptional fuel economy, gas mileage ranging between 40 and 50 miles to the gallon. Plus, we have up to $4,000 off brand new 2026 Hyundai Palisades, the nicest, sleekest new SUV on the market. Come see me and my team at Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. Visit us online at CraneHyundaiOfLittleRock.com.
The circle of life includes death. Prevent your cubs from pawing and clawing. For wills, trusts, POAs, and more, hire the Lions. There's no one better to protect your pride than our pride of Legal Lions. For exceptional communication and exceptional results, hire Lion Legal to come roaring to the rescue.
With many convenience and grocery stores moving to mostly self-checkout these days, nowhere is it easier to shop than at your local Family Market. Friendly staff give you the very best in customer service, including bagging all your items. And you can save inside the store and outside at the pumps with your Family Market rewards cards. Don't miss Big Monday. Mid-grade gas for the price of regular and premium for the price of mid-grade. All of this can only be found at Family Market in Pangburn, Malvern, Shannon Hills, Mayflower, Hot Springs, and Wooster, with a second Hot Springs location coming soon. And if there's not a Family Market in your neighborhood, look again. One's coming.
Plumbing problems? No problem. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a whole lot more, call the professionals at BR McGinty. They'll fix it right the first time. Call for all of your plumbing needs.
Join the Zone this Friday with Justin and Phil, broadcasting live from UAMS Health Ortho Now, the walk-in orthopedic clinic located inside the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital on the UAMS campus in Little Rock. Ortho Now provides fast, expert care for orthopedic injuries with no appointment required. The Zone, starting at 10 at UAMS Health Ortho Now, right here on 103.7 The Buzz.
Want to see our beautiful faces? Catch Morning Mayhem streaming live every day on YouTube, X, and Facebook. Just search 103.7 The Buzz.
Woo! I'm glad I ain't the only golfer out there.
I'm a golfer. You can ask my wife. I've been out there hacking every day of my life. I got the shorts and all the plaid sweaters. That new tailor-made driver didn't make me any better. Man, I hit them fat and I hit them thin. I roll them in the bunkers. Man, I hit them again. Slice them in the bushes, crank them in the creek. I pop that sucker up and hook it out in the street. Yeah, I'm 245.
That's Toby Keith. Who was here? Who was here with back in the old days with
Ron White?
All those guys. That's right. Yeah. It is 7:53. A couple of things. Chris, are you there?
Yeah, man.
You turn down a little bit. Thanks. A couple messages here. We only got a few minutes before we hit the top of the hour. Jimmy Stewart is here with us. Not the Jimmy Stewart of acting, but the Jimmy Stewart of the VFW, 8383. Glad to have him here. A couple thing messages. Let me run through some of these real quick. Raji Dodge.
All right, sir.
Someone says here, Baz can be the handler, talking about the greatest singing show ever. I am.
You are.
Someone said, I thought Carlos Hall was from Mariana. You know what? He may be. Carlos Hall may be from Mariana.
That's what threw me off.
But he's not the greatest. He's not in the same ballpark as
No, you
as,
kidding as me?
Yeah. Someone says, Baz, let's see here. Well, we'll go to something different there. That's too long. I had to stay at a motel in Carlisle 1 year, and a can of mosquito spray was included with the room. Right? Very nice. Someone says, Jimmy, have you ever tried out for Darth Vader? You have the perfect breath for it. So what's happened is people can hear you breathing. So no trick of the trade. So you didn't know that. That's what that is. Don't worry about that. It's no big deal.
What does it pay?
Someone says Malvern had a big cruise trip back in the day from Walmart Sonic Now in the Sonic month, summer months, they have a cruise night. We'll line cars up, hundreds of cars from the old Walmart to the new one. To talk about where do you do cruising? Sure. Where do you cruise at night in different places here in the state? Someone says, "Daddy wasn't there" by Austin Powers. I don't know. Let's see here. Ray Street and Searcy's in the 80s and 90s was a great cruising.
Well, of course Ray said. Boy, man, that would be, yeah.
Makes sense.
It's a long stretch, Jack.
What were you saying, Christian?
"Daddy Wasn't There" from Austin Powers' "Goldmember" is a classic.
Okay, I guess I don't remember that one. David, you say yesterday marks 3 years of the Titan submarine disaster. I begin thinking about the Titan II missile disaster here in Arkansas. Two things with the name Titan
down the road
is ended in disaster. Boy, that's a huge story. If you haven't seen the documentary on that, you ought to Google it. Someone says, "Daddy's Come Around to Mama's Way of Thinking" by Paul Overstreet. I'll talk about different Father's Day songs. "Father Stretch My Hands." Here's one, Baz. "Grand Avenue and Fort Smith was big in the 80s for cruising. They widened the road and killed the crews."
Okay.
It's Tom from Benton. Yeah, Christian?
Yeah, one, Paul Simon, "Father and Daughter." Best song ever.
Paul Simon, very good there. Shout out to my dad, Anthony Wilson, a.k.a. Johnny Freeze over here in Hazen. God bless. I told you, listen, that's what we'll do on Morning Mayhem. We'll give a shout out.
Give him a shout out.
Here's one, Ron says, "The Lawyer Daggett." Someone says, "Drive," Alan Jackson, "Love Without End," Amen, George Strait. Are those father songs? Is Love Without, I know my friend Tammy sent me that one.
That's George Strait.
Is that about a dad song?
Yeah.
Roger, you're the musician here.
Thank you very much.
What is the dad song that means the most to you? You're a dad, and you are the son of a dad, and you are a dad.
I am the son of a dad. He's the son of a daddy, man. You know what? Dads don't get that much. I guess that Conway Twitty one. That's my job, but that hits me more as a father than that one. But then the George Strait one, because at the end of the George Strait one, the daddy he's talking about is a father. The father he's talking about is God.
Is that Love Without End? Is that the same one?
Doesn't Love Without End start with "Let me tell you a secret about a father's love"? Isn't that
Let okay, me tell you a secret about
That's why it's number one. It's number one on the list. So here's one that they have. "Love Without End," Amen, number one. Number two, "They Don't Make Him Like Daddy" by Loretta Lynn. These are country songs, Loretta Lynn. Yeah. "That's My Job," Conway Twitty.
Yeah.
Drive by Alan Jackson.
Okay.
"Next Thing You Know" by Jordan Davis. "He Walked on Water," Randy Travis. "Daddy Come..."
Oh, that's a great one.
Is it?
And I think he's singing that about his grandpa, but still works.
"Daddy Come and Get Me," Dolly Parton. "It's Song for Dad," Keith Urban. "You Should Be Here," Cole Swindell. "And Just Fishing," Trace Atkins.
And who's your daddy's good?
Well, speaking of, Roger, how about the Temptations? "Papa Was a Rolling Stone."
Oh, wherever he laid his hat was his home.
Luther Vandross, "Dance with My Father." "Cats in the Cradle."
And the children play.
"Cats in the Cradle."
That's
a great one. It's a sad one.
In my list here, they say "Isn't She Lovely" by Stevie Wonder. I didn't know that was a dad song.
Well, he's the daddy, so he's singing about his little girl.
He's singing to his daughter. "My Father's Eyes" by Eric Clapton.
Okay.
Don't know that. And then, of course, Madonna's "Papa Don't Preach."
"Papa Don't Preach."
I don't think, is that a great dad song?
Well, I don't think your papa wants to, you see, "Hey, Dad, I'm pregnant."
Roger, we've had such a great turnout here today, but one of our guys who got here earlier, Scott, I think he's sleeping out on the patio.
He finally did it?
He finally tapped out.
He finally tapped out. Attaboy, good for him. He held out as long as he could.
We also one day, one of the shows, we found Jamie Daly on the floor here in the pro shop out. We did a chalk outline around him just to make sure. We thought he might be dead, but he was not.
That's right. He was still directing stuff while he was down there, though.
We still got a lot more show. We got to do Justin Moore finish a lyric. We got to do the movie review. Thanks to Hawk's Home. Do want to thank Rainbow Restoration for Justin Moore finish a lyric. We got RJ Hawk, Danny West, Steve Qualls, and more. So don't go away. We're live from the Lions Den. They're doing a great golf tournament tomorrow, raising funds for a great cause. VFW Post 8383. Don't go away.
Down south, a handshake means something, and we let our actions do the talking. The Brad Hendricks Law Firm is rooted in Southern tradition and grit. Southern-born and raised and Arkansas-based, Brad Hendricks is named a Mid-South Super Lawyer year after year. So for car and big truck wrecks, medical malpractice, wrongful death, bankruptcy, and Social Security,